This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Everybody awake and ready to go? You better be. Because Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. And you know him. You know, when he meets up with me, it's all over. Because he, you know, he wants to hit it at 100 miles an hour. I'm good with that. I love it. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time with me. Hit up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you can do up there. And there's a whole bunch, you know, ask the right questions. Well, ask any question, really, to Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Also, you know, if you give me your email address, I send an email once a week. I'll let you know who's going to be in the show or who's scheduled to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, things that are going on in the world, and you can decide what nights you want to tune in on. Seriously. You know, I love stories about California. Who was it asked the other night? Corey Duncan. He wanted to know, wow, Joe, how do you live in California? You know, I simply say, you know, for the comedic part of the whole thing. Seriously. Oh, God. You know, they've decided, California legislators, I love these people, they have decided that they know how to get water without building desalinization plants. They know how they're going to get water to us so that we don't have to worry about it anymore. They're going to reclaim, I know it's going to make some of you gag, sewer water, right? Why not? Doesn't it? It makes sense to me. So, the water that once went through the city sewer system will soon find a new life coming to your home faucet. It's really that simple. So, the new regulations approved this week by the California State Water Resource Control Board. That's going to allow treated recycled water to be added to reservoirs, the source of the California municipal drinking water. So that means all that crap that goes through the street, you know, and you saw the piles and piles of syringes and human excrement and all kinds of stuff that's in the streets that goes into the, you know, sewers. You okay?
Makes you want to move to San Francisco, doesn't it?
Yes. They're going to have two types of faucet water, flavored and unflavored. Oh, God. Oh, so anyway. Do you see the lunacy behind these guys? Do you see how whack these people really are? Now, the new regulations were approved Tuesday, right? Who's fighting? Who's pushing back? For you. Ain't nobody up there doing it. Look how ingenious they are. Look, we have what's called gray water in California. I don't know about other states, right? Where they reclaim water that you've used to water your lawn, which is no longer okay for human consumption. So what they do is you get to use it to water your lawn, because, you know, your dog does business on the lawn the whole nine yards, and then the water gets picked up in on these gray what's called gray water pipes, right? It doesn't really get treated. It kind of gets filtered a little bit, and guess what they do with it? They use it to water the lawn again. You know, and other things like that. That's why it's called gray water, because you can't drink it. However, we're going to take water that flows through, oh, I don't know, down the streets, cat urine, dog urine, if you're from the north in San Francisco, human excrement, oil, the whatever's dripped all over the street in front of your house.
Transmission,
all the stuff that gives water that tang that you and I like so much. Now, the regulations specify the percentage of recycled water that can be added and how long it must reside there before being treated again at the surface water treatment. That worked out so well for those people in Flint, didn't it? You know, when the government watches over your drinking water, when the government takes control, how to make your drinking water work. This is a type of indirect portable use. It's not treated, recycled water that goes directly to someone's house, said one of the people from the water board. It's highly treated. It means it's got all kinds of wonderful chemicals that are good for you in it. God. Anyway, the Barajas, on the water board, said that San Diego is a leading state in infrastructure to begin carrying out a sewer-to-reservoir operation, but the rest of the state will likely follow eventually. California has 36 main reservoirs, and Barajas said that the decision could potentially affect all of them, but it's unclear how long that could take. Now, the regulations in that, are now there, but the infrastructure is not, she said. The decision was a culmination of a two-year public project and a review process, which included an independent scientific review and guidance by the expert panel. You know, all this stuff is exciting. But really, when have we been able to trust the government, even especially as of late, with our safety when it comes to water and food and other things like that? I'll even go as far as to say, even with air quality, you can't trust them. We know this. Now they're talking about the drinking water for you, your kids, and you know what? Somebody must have stock in one of the bottled water companies, don't you think? Mm-hmm. I heard that from the beyond. Really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who joins you? The guy you've been waiting for, because I know you're not waiting for me. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. You will enjoy it, I promise. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Ooh. Hey, hold on. We're going to break.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. If you head up to the website, there's a live chat room going on there for those of you who really don't like, what is that thing? Facebook. Like the rest of us. But anyway, but if you don't like Facebook, there's a place to go. And you can talk to people definitely smarter than I am. Just check out the website. You'll figure that one out. Or if you like Facebook, we've got a Facebook feed as well. And I do appreciate the time. All right, let me bring him on because I always have a good time when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of help us figure out the realities of what's going on in this crazy and chaotic world. Right, Xander?
Ain't that the truth? Hello? Hello, I lost you.
No.
Are you there?
No. I hit the button.
I'm here.
I hit the button.
Ugh.
I hit the...
You can't get the staff, can you?
No, you
don't. Joe, you're fired.
It's called, you know what it is? It's fat fingers. I have very fat fingers.
Oh,
I cannot
me too.
Press, I can't press one button. I have to press three.
You know those phones for old people where the buttons are like just so big you cannot miss key? I need a phone like that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, me too. I may go out of my way just to get one of those. All right, listen. Lots of stuff happening this week in the news. I've been having a lot of fun. But you know, one of the things I want to ask you about, because I had somebody guest host earlier this week, and he was talking, I know you're into all of this, what was that show with Katy Perry? That was the American Idol.
I guess the new
American Idol, right?
Yeah, are you talking about the incident where she kissed someone on the lips without their permission, and that was supposed to be okay because she's this gorgeous, young, you know, nubile thing. But if that had been a guy that had done that as a woman, it would have been assault, basically.
Well, you know, look at, and some people were making fun of him because of something he said, that he was saving the kiss for his, you know, first girlfriend, first real love.
Good for him.
But why?
Yeah.
But why in today's society are we allowed, or is somebody allowed, to make fun of him? I don't understand. It's not right.
I think it's a little bit of inverted sexism, because if that had been a girl and I'm one of the male judges, whatever his name is, Randy Fake Jackson, because he's not really one of the Jacksons, he's one of the non-famous Jackson. If he planted one on the lips of a girl, they would be calling for his job to be taken away. But she's not commenting. She doesn't feel that it's very much of a big deal. But actually, I do. Because I think that that's one place that we don't go. You know, in some circles, you know, a kiss on the cheek is okay and acceptable, but you've got to judge the situation. But most of the time, I ain't kissing anybody, you know?
Yep. No, listen, I'm with you on this one, because here's a young man, again, he wanted to save it. He was reluctant to even let her kiss him on the cheek. What she did was not cool, right? And as you said, though, it was okay because it's Katy Perry. And, you know,
yeah.
Not to be rude, but what I said was, I wouldn't want her kissing me at all. I don't know where her lips, well, I think I know where her lips have been. But, I mean, I don't want her lips touching me. Seriously?
Well, in fairness, we know that, you know, that Katy Perry's lips have been on many Democratic representatives' backside, because that's where her politics are. So I don't want her anywhere near me. But, you know, in fairness, you know, from my perspective, I wouldn't want that from a man or a woman, because to me that's a little bit forward. You know, I'm a hugger, but, you know, I don't hug many people, because even that you can get into trouble for, and I think you have to assess the situation very wisely, or you could end up with a lawsuit. But why is this inverted sexism allowed? If that had been a guy doing that, he would have gotten into trouble, but it's okay because it's a woman and because it's Katy Perry. No, I don't buy that.
Yeah,
I can't hold truck with that.
I'm so glad that you're asking those questions, because that's exactly where my head's at. I'm sitting here going, hey, this isn't right on at any level, because again, a 19-year-old boy decided that, you know what, I don't want this. I don't think it's right.
No.
I don't think you should be allowed to do this to me. Anyway.
But, you know, it's a little deeper than that as well, Joe, because, you know, I read something today. You know, the Canadian woman that was not allowed into the United Kingdom because she spoke out about some things with regards to Islam, you know. But people attack Christianity every day, and I get the ideology. I get the idea, even, that this kid is a Christian and was saving himself for his first love because he is a Christian. But I think that this is, you know, I'm not just saying this for the sake of it, but this is part of this war on Christianity. It's okay to, you know, can I say the word slut on this show? It's okay to be
please
a slut in the world, but you're not allowed to have Christian values and even save your first kiss because that's wrong, I'm bad, and wussy. No, good for that guy. You know, why shouldn't you save yourself for someone? I'm saving myself. I don't know who for, but you know. maybe the listeners could call him.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hey,
I do the dishes ahead too, you know.
You do windows though. That's because nobody does windows anymore. See?
No, definitely not. Can't get on the ladder.
You're done. That's it. It's over. Hey, President Trump, he did grant the Navy SEALer that we both know, you know, Chris Saussure.
Yes, he did.
A pardon, and I don't know if you've been in touch with them yet. I plan on reaching out at some point in time.
Yes.
To see how he's settling back in. Have you spoken to his mom or him?
I've not mom, but I've definitely spoken to him, and they're coming on the all-new X-Rad Live, which starts March 25th. They're coming on the show, but I've just secured a U.S. phone, so I will be on the phone to them this week to kind of speak to them in more detail. But I do get the impression that although this is great and it's wonderful, but now they've got to rebuild their lives because they spent £200,000 on that's $200,000 even, see where my brain is, on legal fees. And, you know, I'm sure they won't mind me saying that, you know, they've lost it all. They've lost their cars. You know, they've lost any property they have. You know, the house that they're buying is on the skids. You know, they could lose that too. But, you know, I'm glad that on the day that this happened, someone made a donation of $10,000, and I was like, wow, you know, via helpchrissaussure.com. And so people out there are seeing that this was a miscarriage of justice. But how disgusting that this could happen in the first place, Joe, because the thing is that, you know, Hillary Clinton did, you know, 333,000 more things than this guy and was allowed to run for president and fall down the stairs in India after talking trash about Donald Trump supporters. Oh. So, you know.
You're going to make fun of the lady falling down the stairs? Really?
Yes.
Help,
I've fallen and I can't get up and I lost the election and nobody cares.
Just check him out at XanderGibb.com. Send your emails to him. Don't bother me with them. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb will still be with us, I promise, after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, have fun with us. Seriously. I don't know what you're waiting for. We always have a good time here on the show, and I do appreciate, you know, I try to get these rolling, usually in the first hour, first few segments, try to get things rolling, kind of set the mood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot happening in the news. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of negative stuff, obviously, that we could be talking about. But there's 3,000 other stations out there beating up on all the negative stuff. I'm just going to have fun with the social issues because I think they're prevalent. They're in our faces. We need to be aware of what's going on. And you need to start tackling this garbage. You need to stop letting, teachers. I mean, that thing that happened on Wednesday, the walkouts at the schools, I'll tell you what. Let me bring on my guest, and I know this will tickle him to no end. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. I have a good time. You know, we're dealing with and tackling issues of the day. Xander, as usual, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time.
It is a pleasure to be here, Joe.
You know, did you hear that the walkout almost had the reverse effect of what they were looking for? And do you know what I mean? I'm loving this story. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I don't. Enlighten me.
Thank you. I like the way you said that. Yes, I will enlighten you now, Mr. Gibb. The NRA apparently had a 1,200% jump in memberships from teens, from younger Americans. So all those kids that got out and walked and had those signs that were provided to them by, you know, the George Soros's of the world. Now, we get to see the outcome of that is that they had a 1,200% bump at the level of the NRA in memberships. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I have to correct you. I think that's actually George Soros, not George Soros. but we will leave that one for the listeners.
Thank you.
To decide. But I want to blow your mind even further with this, Joe, because did you hear that Governor Cuomo of New York was out lying down on the road with students doing this? Now, I want to twist this around a little. Can you imagine if Donald Trump was encouraging kids to abscond from school for a period of time or for the whole day to support Planned Parenthood? Because there's no difference. There is absolutely no difference. And that would be a public outcry. How dare Donald Trump, encourage people to skip school to support Planned Parenthood? You know, let's have a little bit of a bit of clarity with this here. And this bandwagon is just kind of like, you know, careering off into nowhere. And you don't know how much joy it brings to my heart to know that 12,000 more young people, or whatever the figure was, signed up, for the NRA. Because every time, you know, David Hogwash tweets, apparently, he needs to keep doing it because apparently the NRA is growing exponentially, you know, partly because of, you know, this David Hogwash guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, carry on, David.
Well, David and both David and Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, they're great economic arms for the NRA. Yeah. And by the way, just so you have the information, it's a 1,200% surge in youth memberships. Which, wow. I'm saying to myself, oh, this is, you know what? This is wonderful. This is 18 to 20 year olds that actually signed up to be members of the NRA. And, you know, I don't want to give out names or anything like that, but there were young people that I got emails from, that I got information from, who didn't want to go out on the walk. But guess what? You ready for this? I mean, this is going to shock you. You're not going to believe this. But they were bullied by teachers and other students as being an NRA lover and a lover of watching the kids getting killed. And that's right. Why they felt like they at least had to go outside and not so much, you know, carry a sign. But I'm sorry, aren't we the bullies? Aren't we the bully people? I thought, I'm confused.
Well, I have to take a step back with this because we don't send our kids to school to be pushed out into the snow to politicize a cause. We don't send our kids to school for that. Why were schools organizing these marches? I don't get that.
Oh, I agree with you. But they'll tell you they're not organizing them, Xander, because I have personal experience with this. They'll tell you that they're allowing it, and they're helping to form them so the kids stay safe and they stay on campus and that they don't get themselves in a situation that makes it tough for the school to support them or protect them. That's what they're telling.
Well, I know for a fact, Joe, I know a lot of teachers in the United States, and I know that if just one of them that happens to be a patriotic Republican, responsible gun owner, set up a pro-NRA march, or even an anti-Planned Parenthood march, they would be fired for the privilege. so what is the difference, and why are we allowing such a double standard in our schools? We send our kids to school to be educated, not to be politicized, and it's part of this liberalization of the whole planet. Because even, you know, one of my friends said to me today that she didn't see what was wrong in allowing them to be part of that process. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, look at these kids are carrying this grassroots effort. The kids are carrying signs that look like they were made by professionals that I couldn't afford to have made. That's number one. Number two is when they're carrying signs like, you know, Republicans protect the NRA and Democrats protect the safety of our kids. I'm sorry. That doesn't sound like a nonpartisan type of scenario where we're simply trying to honor the lives. See, that's how it was sold to us. We were going to honor the lives of the 17 kids that died.
I mean, let's not. Oh, I'm sure neither you or I are trying to belittle the fact that this happened. But I actually saw people saying, how about schools stop all the bullying that makes these these kids go and get a gun and go and shoot up the place. And I really had to contemplate that ideology. And why are we asking that question?
Well, look, I take it back to something else. I was talking about this the other day, and I only had one person really get upset with me. But here's the deal. I had girls break up with me in high school. Yes, go figure. I had somebody want to break up with me.
Me too.
Right? But here's the thing. did you think about going to get a gun and shooting her or shooting up the school?
No.
Because you were so upset at a breakup or shooting the school up because the teacher made fun of your artwork or whatever it was. That was not a first thought. Matter of fact, I'm not so sure there was any kind of thought in our minds at the time. Or am I just being too old?
No, well, I wanted to shoot them when they banned me from the tuck shop, you know, so I couldn't buy candy during the break time, but no, I'm obviously joking. But no, when girls would break up with me at school, I would be like, sorry, wrong guy, basically. But I certainly didn't want to shoot up the school. I'm like, we were dating.
Well, that's part of it, though. You look at this stuff and you just say, what's pushing these kids, right? Because you talk about being bullied at one time in your life. You know, I was bullied by the classic term. But what, I mean, seriously, what is causing these kids to want to do violence today as opposed to just, you know, working it through, ignoring it, or moving on?
I can't answer that. But I just know from my own experiences that, you know, I was bullied at school because, you know, I was the fat gay Jewish kid. And I don't know who tells them that, you know, that I was, gay and Jewish or even fat. But my level of retaliation was when they would hit me, I would hit them back, but I would never have dreamed of going and getting a gun. I mean, obviously I went to school in a country where it was illegal to own a gun, but you know, we go back to this thought about metal detectors in schools. You know, so let's get them in all schools.
Well, that's the joke.
That is the problem.
Things. You may not be able to get a gun, but you could have got a knife. You could have got something that was not the thought in your mind, right? I mean, that wasn't where you just went with that.
Yeah.
And then I love these. People on the left go, we should do anything it takes to protect our kids, except arm anybody on the school grounds. That's just a flat out, just irritates the crap out of me. Anyway, so let's go for a quick break because I'm not going to be able to get to what I want to get to before the commercial. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins me. Well, he's not leaving. We're going to just mute the mics for a second, but you're coming back. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID.
RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
See, this is real music. Johnny B. Good? That doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I don't think it does, anyway. Chuck Berry. God, great. I love this music.
But real?
See, this is now this is going to be a music show.
Real simple rock and roll.
Easy to understand. Oh. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be involved with or with, but you've chosen this one, and I want to thank you for that. But let me bring Xander on, because I always have a good time when he's on with me. I don't ever feel like I have enough time with him. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure, Joe.
Come on. Now, I know you're a young buck, but you do know who Chuck Berry is. And if you say who, I'm going to hang up on you.
I do. You're talking to a singer. Of course
right,
I know.
There you go. There you go.
But what I thought was interesting was when the song started to say go, it said go, and Tammy was up and off, you know. I mean.
Well, and, you know, I joke all the time because it was simple music, simple rock and roll, and it just was great music, I think. My personal opinion, it was great music, anyhow. So, notice I didn't ask you because I'm sure you love that higher quality, hi-fi type. Can we still use hi-fi? Do they still use that?
Yeah. No, Joe.
Oh, God. Thanks for the help.
It's called high-def now. It's called high-def.
High-def.
Not hi-fi, yeah.
Well, that would mean you were deaf, right? I mean, why would it be high-def if you couldn't hear anything?
Definition.
Oh, yeah. See, you're confusing the crap out of me. Let's just move on. How's that sound?
If you just joined us on the Real Sight Senior Hour, I'm Xander Gibb. And
I've got to get my Geritol, another reference that people won't know anything about, but that's okay. Anyhow. All right. So you asked me during the break about that story I did the other night, which was the Christian-owned bridal flower shop that closed because the LGBT community in Pennsylvania were threatening these guys, these people, because it's a family-owned business. It's been around for 22 years, and they're Christians that own the business, and they didn't want to make the bridal gowns because it goes against their belief system. And it wasn't like the couple just said, okay, well, we don't agree with you, but then went down the street to get dresses. No. They made they told the LGBTQ community about it, and all of a sudden, all these negative comments show up on Yelp and Facebook and everywhere else about the bad bridal shop or the bad service they got at the bridal shop, when most of them, or probably all of them, never even set foot there. That's just not right, is it?
Absolutely not. But first of all, Joe, I have to rebuke you for your disrespectful use of the terminology as LGBTQ. And if you can't involve the word T for trans while you're talking about this issue, then you're clearly a hater, sir. You are.
Oh, God.
I mean, hasn't this gotten so ridiculous, Joe? Let's face it. I remember there was a company in the UK, it was Mother's Day in the UK recently, and a company in the UK, I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but basically they said Mother's Day was too gender specific and it was offensive to the trans community. I mean, on what planet? On what planet is Mother's Day offensive to the trans community? I mean, I have to state, Joe, I'm all for, you know, I totally believe in the inherent worth and dignity of others, and I don't want to belittle anybody, but this is kind of like, it's turning in on itself now, isn't it? It's kind of eating itself.
Oh, I totally agree with you, but see, when I say it, I'm phobic. I'm not even phobic. I'm a hater. I don't have a heart, but I say this kind of thing all the time. It's like, how can you be a transgender mom? How does that exactly work, you know?
I mean,
seriously. So it's so confusing because like, you really never know. We're so afraid to. Well, I'm not, but most of us are so afraid to say anything or speak to it or comment on it because, you know, as you say, we become haters. We can't even ask a question to clarify. Become haters, right?
I've been asking for the last 15 years. You know, and I was supposedly a member of this community because I'm gay. Why women who were born men need to refer to themselves as a trans woman or a trans man? Surely you're just a man or a woman. If you've had the surgery to make you one or the other, surely then the aim and the goal and to integrate into society should be that you should call yourself a man or a woman. But no, it's your right to call yourself a trans man or a woman. So in one breath, these people are saying they don't want to be treated differently, but they're then setting themselves apart to be treated differently. You know, I have to clarify because I'll get 100 emails after doing this show. I don't want anybody to treat anybody bad regardless.
I don't either.
Not even liberals, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want violence towards anybody. But please stop the ridiculous ideologies and commentaries because you know, there is a school of thought that you kind of invite this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, when I agree with you, and I've actually made that comment when you're not on the show, which should teach me a lesson in and of itself. But when you're not on the show, I've said the same thing, that once you make the transition, you've fought all your life or you've done whatever to become a woman or become a man, why wouldn't you just want to be called a man? Why do you
exactly
need to change it, you know, and confuse right. the issue even more? So it's
yeah.
quite confusing.
To me, there's no power in it, Joanne. There's no reason other than to politicize or to liberalize, to actually go down the road. I mean, I've known people, Joe, that have made the transition, and then they've become a woman, and they've never looked back, and they don't call themselves a trans woman. They just refer to themselves as a woman, because that's what their goal was. I mean, let's face it. You know, if I want to become 100 pounds, when I become 100 pounds, I'm not going to be trans 100 pounds. I'm going to be 100 pounds. You know, be positive.
You do know just by calling yourself 100 pounds doesn't mean you are, right? That's kind of...
Hey, Joe, I have a meme. It says it on the internet that Xander Gibb is 100 pounds, so it has to be true.
Oh, God. All right. Let's move on to more serious things. you're going to laugh at me. There are new... menstrual cycle commercials out there. Now, the problem with the menstrual cycle commercial is it has transgender women on there. Now, I don't know for sure because I'm not a doctor and I've never asked anyone, but I don't believe that a transgender woman, and for those of you who kind of dull between the years, that's somebody who started off as a man and now has transitioned to a woman. Do they have menstrual cycles?
No way. It's not possible.
I'm just trying to clarify.
No, it's not possible. In fact, I said to my, I said to one of my transgender friends once, I said, do you have a menstrual cycle? She's like, no, I have a car.
Oh, God. You're about to hear from the boss. I can tell.
Me?
No, wait a minute, hold on.
I just have a question, because are you sure you're going trans the right way? I mean, maybe these are women who have trans to men but still have their lady parts that are in the commercial.
They don't look like it in the picture.
Oh, I'm just asking. I can't see the picture, neither can anybody else, so I'm just clarifying.
Xander agreed with me, and that is the, you know,
there's
the final voice.
There's a man in that picture.
He's in the middle.
I know. That's probably a woman who transitioned to a
care.
Man.
This is confusing.
So she's still going to have a period because, well, he's still going to have a period until he gets completely transitioned over and becomes a man.
Yeah, but once they're done, right?
Okay, but...
Wait. I can't keep up with this.
Okay, listen, Xander, the picture has a woman, a man, and a woman is what it looks like on the picture.
Are you sure?
No, okay. I'm not sure, but I'm saying maybe the man... Why would they put a man on a menstrual commercial?
Listen, why are they doing... Look
because
at all the commercials that are out there today.
It was a woman that transitioned to a man. That's what I'm saying.
Look at this.
You were thinking the wrong way.
Look at this. Right? I mean, come on.
Okay, well, that looks
they're
like
all
four
women. Well, they look like women.
But the other picture was not.
Okay.
So...
Don't overthink.
Maybe the one in the middle is a Mormon or something.
And it's in your neck of the woods because you're talking about
a woman who
Mormon.
Went to be
that
a man.
That was good. Thank you.
So
thank you. I need those emails too. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It is confusing. I will agree with that, but I just wanted to ask the question because nobody else can see the picture
Let's
either.
Let's add more confusion to the situation. It's okay.
Okay, I'll sign off now.
Thank you.
Bye, Sandy.
But I think, bye, Tammy. We love you anyway, even if you do confuse the issue. I have to say, you know, the whole point is that, you know, everyone that knows me knows that there's a part of what I do is that I instill humor into these things, because I think it's kind of like it's a bit of an icebreaker. But in seriousness, are we not being flooded, and brainwashed with all of this stuff? I don't want to know what happens with a trans woman, with regards to those things. Keep it to yourself. Tell your girlfriend. Tell your trans girlfriend. But don't make adverts about it, because we're all getting very
all right.
confused.
We're up against it. I'm not even going to get this out, but you know the commercial where the girl's going, you know, I'm having that not-so-fresh day, right? I mean, can you see a guy on a bike going, appears to be a male who's done this shit. You know what I'm saying? If he's looking going, I'm not having that
so fresh day. I wouldn't. Never mind. Tell people where to find you. I'm thoroughly confused.
You can find me at senatorgibbs.com, and I will be for the next hour on the phone to my psychologist just discussing what has gone on in the last hour. But very quickly, the show starts again March 26th.